With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman is marking the passing of a former MP with a ceremonial lowering of the Cayman Islands flag to half-mast today at 8:50 a.m. at the Government Administration Building. Family members of Austin Harris, MPs, and other government officials will be in attendance, with the deputy governor leading today's proceedings. The governor joins regional and international partners in the Turks and Caicos Islands for the fourth Northern Caribbean Security Summit in Providenciales. Representatives attended from the United States, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Canada, CARICOM, the United Nations, and the United Kingdom government. Her Excellency Jane Owen says their joint efforts are driving real progress in tackling evolving security challenges, from irregular migration and gang networks to illegal maritime activity. With partnership and collective action, she says the group is, quote, strengthening the Northern Caribbean security and resilience. Road upgrades in West Bay. This week, West Bay MPs visited the enhanced junction next to Papa Top on Reverend Blackman Road.
A unified West Bay team. We said from the beginning we are serious about improving the infrastructure in West Bay, including roads. More proof of it here. A four-way stop at the Papa Top.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks there. The West Bay MPs say the four-way stop will, quote, make the area safer for everyone, adding the junction has seen a, quote, high number of accidents over time, and these improvements are an important step towards reducing risk and improving traffic flow for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians alike. Cayman is joining the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians, officially opening its own branch next month. The CWP is a global network of more than 6,000 Commonwealth Parliamentary Association members designed to, quote, build the capacity of women elected to Parliament. The launch of the CWP Cayman Islands branch on March 6th aligns with International Women's Day. This year's theme is Give to Game. The event will celebrate women's political engagement in the Cayman Islands. Now, speaking of International Women's Day, the Cayman Islands is commemorating women's achievement throughout March with Honoring Women Month, a long-standing national observance dedicated to celebrating women while drawing attention to the gender-specific challenges that continue to affect women and girls. Now in its 27th year, the 2026 calendar features a lineup of events designed to, quote, reflect this year's theme while fostering meaningful community engagement. Signature events include the Inspire Her Women Inspiring Girls event on March 5th from 9 until noon and the Color Me Purple 5K on March 22nd at West Bay Public Beach. To learn more about Honoring Women Month or the services offered by the Family Resource Center, you can email frc@gov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The former Prince, Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Police have been looking into allegations that he shared documents with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when he was a British trade envoy. The former Prince has consistently denied any wrongdoing. The South Korean ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of insurrection for his botched declaration of martial law in 2024. His defence minister was also sentenced. A UN fact-finding mission has determined that atrocities carried out against non-Arabs by the Rapid Support Forces in Sudan point to genocide. It said the paramilitary group carried out mass killings, sexual violence, and starvation. The Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has said that artificial intelligence must be open to all. Speaking to an AI impact summit, he said AI should be used for the common global good. The UN's Human Rights Office says that Israel's actions in the Palestinian territories of Gaza and the West Bank raise serious concerns about ethnic cleansing. It said the attacks appear aimed at a permanent displacement of Palestinians. The Polish Prime Minister has urged Poles in Iran to leave immediately because of a possible US attack. Donald Tusk said evacuation may not be possible within hours. More than 650 suspected cybercriminals have been arrested across 16 African countries in a crackdown on online scams. The operation in December and January was led by Interpol. BBC News.